A pendulum swings at a regular rate. Some clocks use this regular rate to make their hands move at a regular rate. What can you do if a clock is running too slowly or too rapidly? To investigate, click on Learn More. Make the red clock run at the same rate as the wooden clock. To do this, change the length of the red pendulum by clicking on the up and down arrows, then click on Go. You can match the speeds by shortening the red pendulum the correct amount. The time a pendulum takes to swing back and forth once is called the period. What happens to the period when you double the length of the pendulum? To find out, click on Learn More. The period is now 1 second. What happens to the period when you double the length? Double the length, then click on Go. Why didn't the period double when you doubled the length? To find out, click on Learn More. The period depends on a square root relationship between the pendulum's length and an acceleration factor. This factor, in turn, depends on the gravity where the pendulum is located. Change the length and click on Go to see what happens to the period. What if the pendulum were on another planet? Continue to experiment, or to get the answer, click on Learn More. The acceleration due to gravity is 32.16 feet per second squared on the Earth, but is different on the other planets and the Moon. To see how a different acceleration affects the period, click on the arrows below to leave the Earth, then click on Go. Continue to experiment or click on Review.